Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Reaper Podcast, recorded live on September 21st, 2017. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinke, and joining me, as always, is Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
Yes. Really? You're not going to do the...
Okay. No.
He can't do it.
No. It's okay. I would have messed it up on that.
Yep.
Yeah. Now everyone's going to be wondering what the hell I was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is our pre-show.
Hello.
We don't have a pre-show. It's fine.
Adam Sedgley. Hello. How are you all doing?
Yeah,
it's
the 1 week off and right back to it.
Yeah, and Jordan forgot how to set up a live stream, so that was fun.
I'm still have forgotten. Right now there's an issue on screen that I'm fixing currently. But other than that, we should be sorted now.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Remember, if you are listening live and you can't stick around for the full show and you would like to pick up where you left off, on the following Monday on our iTunes Wooshka and YouTube page. Links to Wooshka can be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU. You kind of screwed me up then because, like...
I accidentally unmuted my computer, yes.
You threw me off.
How dare you?
I know. I was just making sure Jordan changed it over because I think it's just my Twitter profile that's changed.
No, I hadn't changed the background from episode 49. So it still said episode 49 and everything. And yeah, I forgot to do that small little piece of... Yeah.
We're professionals.
Yes.
Nothing but professionals.
Coming up on the show, we're talking about Nintendo Direct, the Tokyo Game Show, cross-play, and a bit of variety news mixed in that as well. But first, what have we been playing this week, guys? We'll go Jordan.
Oh, really? I'm really not exciting still.
Well, you can go me, and it'll be the same thing I said last time.
Yeah.
Same with Adam.
No, I've just been getting really, really mad at PUBG, playing too much solo queues, and...
Have you got the win yet?
No, I can't get into solo, man. I don't know why.
Are you getting better at solo?
Nope.
Are you getting better in general?
In general, yes. Duos go a lot better with me.
Yeah.
Are you getting kills, you've been playing
with Adam a lot.
Yes. Me and Adam play quite a bit.
Not our Adam. The other Adam.
Yes, the other Adam.
Why not this Adam?
It's the slight...
I don't know. I never see him online.
This Adam would love to join you and get
He's
to
too busy
ghillie
playing
suits.
Destiny.
Yeah. Destiny's got me cornered at the moment.
But yeah, other than that, a lot of Overwatch on Xbox, actually.
Yes, I've seen that too, but I've been using my Xbox still as a streaming box.
Yes.
And my live ran out this morning, so I'm probably not going to be on Xbox for a little while.
Yeah.
And when you say streaming box, do you mean...
Netflix, Stan, YouTube.
Okay. Because
when I picture stream, I mean, like, you're doing streaming videos now.
Not yet. I'll get to that eventually.
Make sure to put a delay on.
Yes. I don't play multiplayer games.
I'll stream snipe you, Mitch.
Yeah.
I'll stream snipe you.
Oh, you'll knock me out while I'm playing, what's that, Dishonored 2 or something.
What?
Okay.
Sure, man.
Yeah,
But yeah, a lot of Overwatch on Xbox because I've been playing with my other friend, Toshi, on that, and we've been getting really high in the ranks. Like, we're going on long win streaks. Like,
wow.
Like, a week... There was 1 week we just went without losing, practically.
Wow.
That's actually excellent for you.
Yeah, so I went up to about 2,800 on Xbox. So
what's it compared to your PC?
PC, I'm 23.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can see why I'm getting a little bit more excited about playing Overwatch on Xbox versus PC.
Yeah, because you're better there.
Yeah.
Because you actually play with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just been me. Been trying to play new games, but nothing's calling out to me. This stage, yeah.
Well, speaking of new games, Destiny.
Yes.
I'm sure Joel and I are in the same boat here.
Mm-hmm.
I probably haven't been playing as much.
I haven't seen Joel like in 2 weeks.
Week two, I haven't played too much, just all the weekly stuff. Just trying not to go too hard because otherwise it'll come out on PC and I'll just, you know, be bored of it. So just trying to slowly just do a little bit of content here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how about you, Joel?
Mine's different, and I'd play every game exactly the same, where I will exhaust the story as quickly as possible and every little nook and cranny you can play. So when it comes to Destiny, I finished the story in, 2 days? Or and then every side quest, I created a new character of the same class.
Yep.
I did that as best I could the next day.
Yep.
They changed it, where if you got loot on your second character, it was nerfed. So you couldn't grind out a second character of the same class?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I made the mistake of making three characters.
People would make three of the same character, get the same loot over and over, get the highest level.
Yeah.
Because there's weekly loot. So obviously if you had another character, you get that weekly loot again.
Oh, okay.
But they nerfed it. So, like, the loot you get is on the same, like, light level as you, so you can't actually get higher.
That's actually fantastic. I'm really proud of Bungie for doing that.
I'm glad you agree, but a lot of people on the Reddit were not happy.
Yeah, because no one on Reddit is ever happy.
That's a good point.
Reddit is where you go to complain. You don't go and be like, I'm really happy that they made this change. All you are wrong.
That's pretty much the subreddit I see every single day.
But are you on there daily now?
Usually, yes. Because I want to see what people are saying most of the part. And it's a lot of the, exactly like you said, the same thing, where they complain that I'm one of these people not complaining, but I've reached the maximum level. Mm-hmm. Or close to, where I'm at the point where, what's next? What do I do?
Yeah.
Other than the same thing, which is the raid, which the raid is very nice and challenging as hell.
Okay.
But the Reddit is pretty much, this gun is OP, please nerf it.
Multi-tool.
The multi-tool and the merciless fusion rifle.
Yep.
I've got nothing to do left in this game. Why isn't there anything to play?
After 200 hours of gameplay.
After 2 weeks, no one's got left anything to play with.
Yeah, because you've just all gone insane and tried to do the whole game in one day.
Yeah.
This sounds like me when I got Destiny 1.
Exactly. This is what people are doing right now.
Yeah, because it's not a proper MMO. It's not quite MMO level of content yet. It's just still like Destiny 1.5, yeah?
It's like a casual MMO. Almost.
Yeah, but then you guys have come into it like, I'm going to just do everything.
Yeah.
And it's gonna last me months, and I'm so happy I... it's over.
I see it to me in some way. Most games where they're like... It's kind of like a new TV show comes out.
Yeah.
Where if you don't watch it or if you don't play it, you're going to get the whole thing spoiled for you. And then the ending's not as sweet.
Yeah.
So have you had the endings... Did you get the ending spoiled for you?
No. No, I played it like as soon as from the get-go, and I finished it, the morning of.
And because I avoided Reddit until I finished the campaign.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good plan. I like that plan.
Was the campaign decent?
It was better than the first.
Both in content and length?
I want to say content. To me, Destiny 2 is, the enemies are more or less the same, so it's kind of like 1.5.
Okay.
The story, there was actually a story there rather than Destiny 1 where it's like, you can now respawn and live forever. Here is a ghost. Shoot some things.
What is the darkness?
What is darkness? And here is a raid. Have fun.
Okay.
That was the extent of the story for Destiny 1. But this one, there's actually an overarching enemy who wants to take over.
Yeah. I think I met this guy in the beta from what I played.
He's right from the very start.
Yeah.
The first cutscene, you see him.
Yeah. He kills the first guardian you play as.
Spoilers. Well, spoilers, man. Yeah.
Everyone who played...
Spoiler alert, you don't die.
Yeah.
You guys are just terrible. So my biggest question is, because I picked up Destiny quite late in the game, got to the level cap and stopped.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that kind of engrossing story for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does this game come across as a proper sequel or more of a high-end DLC? Like, is it easiest question? Is it Destiny 2 or is it Destiny 1.5?
To me, some aspects are both.
Yeah.
So for the story, the gameplay, it's 1.5. It's the same game. But the story, the aspects of the story, I don't know how to describe. It seems different in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts, Adam? I'm still thinking, trying to think.
I read a Reddit thread about it, and it made a lot of sense, is that it was almost like Destiny 1 was a throwaway, because they're focusing so much on light, you know, like your light recedes, so now when you die, it's nothing to do with the darkness. Like, they don't mention darkness once in this game. So everyone's saying that the next game, since this one was about light, the next one's going to be about darkness. Mm. So they're trying to actually, like, bring a bit more story about it. I mean, if you play it, because, like, darkness was, like, it was mentioned, but it never told you what it was.
Yeah.
It was just there.
I got that impression from the first
So I think they're actually trying to explain it this time.
Okay.
Each planet as well has its own quests and, like, side missions in some way as well.
That's good.
Which further develops the story of the planet and helps the planets grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it doesn't change the planet at all. It just changes the story of what the planet would become.
And they definitely focus more on the, like, the characters. like, you know, Cade, Zavala, all them, like, are very more focused. Whereas the other games, you know, they'd just be sitting at the tower and you'd go up and talk to them, you know, once a week. And they'd say, like, a witty remark and that was it. Whereas now, you know, you actually hear them through the campaign that, you know, when you get your new subclass, there's heaps of story, you know, like each little hologram, there's plenty of story.
Yeah.
Cade Six is the best.
Yeah.
Nathan
Fillion's the only reason I'm considering buying that game.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah, that's a point where you go, okay.
There are moments where you see Cade
this
Six,
is why
it's
I
quite hilarious.
It. I'll just go watch the YouTube video of his best bits. And then I'll be fine.
I suppose the final thing in saying is more of a recommendation if you should get it.
Yeah.
I suppose to you, I think you should. I think you would like it if you like Destiny 1.
Yeah.
But don't go ahead and rush things.
No.
Try and experience the story and just experience the planet and everything it has to offer before getting to the very end.
So don't take the Joel approach.
Don't take the Joel approach.
My suggestion would be wait until the probably second expansion's out.
And then get like a game of the year or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you buy the first, I feel like you're not going to do all the content by the time the first and second come out. So then you're going to have to buy the extra expansions.
Just to keep up.
Yeah. Whereas if you wait that little bit longer, they come out and it'll be the same price with the DLC on them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Destiny 2, great game.
Okay. So kind of half recommend, but it's also a little bit disappointing.
I think just...
I've been playing it for 2 weeks, more or less straight, so it's not disappointing. I'm loving it.
I think the amount of content they'd need to keep people happy would need, like, you know, 1,000 people on the team.
Yeah, and it's Bungie.
Yeah. I mean, it should. They should have enough content, but they just never seem to put enough in there.
Okay.
Because I think they're still... Luke Smith, one of the directors, said that they're trying to go... It's not meant to be like a full-on esports game. It's meant to be a casual game.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just people who are super passionate, insane, are taking it as a super full-on game.
Yeah.
But it's meant to be a casual game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we've been playing.
I've been playing Wonder Boy. I finally picked up Wonder Boy, which is beautiful.
I love it so much.
The Jordan quick swap in between. Yeah.
Oh my God, Jordan. The quick swap in between the old
back
graphics.
Up a second. What? Mm-hmm. How are you playing Wonder Boy?
Oh, you're gonna tackle me on this immediately.
I caved.
We're going to be talking about the Nintendo Direct shortly, but literally after watching this, I'm like, I need a Switch. So I bought a Switch literally the next day.
So this direct, yes. Wow.
This has been a good Direct.
It was. It was actually excellent.
Yeah.
I recommend, if you haven't seen it, just go out and check it out. But yeah, so I bought a Switch. I got Wonder Boy because I've been waiting for that to come to the Australian Xbox store forever. And now it's just not.
So it's not coming to Xbox.
It's not coming to the Australian Xbox store. It's on Xbox everywhere else.
Is it on PlayStation? Oh, yes. It is on PlayStation, actually.
It's on PS4.
Why is it not on Xbox? But on everything else it is.
Some copyright issue. They just didn't want to pay the... Yeah.
The Xbox.
We covered this a few months ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, long and short of it is you have to pay to apply for Xbox kind of release, and they didn't want to. Everywhere else is like, yeah, just fine. Just give us a cut. And so it's on PC, it's on Switch, it's on PS4, it's on PS3, and just not on Xbox. So that was the first thing I bought. And then from there I got...
Didn't the games come with the Switch?
Yes, but okay. I immediately traded it in because it was garbage.
What was it?
It was Has-Been Heroes.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah,
I traded that in and then bought Zelda.
good choice.
Yeah.
Did you keep any of your Wii U games?
No.
You didn't?
No.
So we'll never be able to play Mario Kart again.
I'll get Mario Kart 8 for this.
Okay.
That's coming.
I just
cried
a little on
it's
the
okay.
inside.
You want? I want to.
Do you even play Mario Kart, Jordan?
No, not really.
If you guys, because I know after seeing the Switch, Joel's been like a little bit enamored.
I am, of course. It's been one of those moments where, because ever since I saw Zelda, I'm just like, this game looks amazing.
That's the size of the cartridge.
Have you licked it yet?
I have.
Yeah.
Take it back. Not this one. I licked the other one. I traded it.
How was it?
How was the taste?
It's not fun.
No?
No, it really stays. It really does stay in your mouth. It tastes like nail polish remover.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, I've been playing Sonic Mania. So, the first thing I did when I got this console was buy two Sega games.
Mm-hmm.
And then promptly... Yeah, no, I've been playing this a lot.
Yeah, I can imagine. And anything Nintendo with you.
Anything Nintendo with me, and anything handheld that I can just take with me, because this has been sitting in my office for the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And any time I just sit down, I'm like, okay, I've got 20 minutes to spare. I'm just going to knock out a few levels with Wonderboy. It's fine. It's fine. Lock the door. It's fine.
And that's something that I want, where you've got what? You've got so short of time, you just need to sit down and play something, and it just kicks up straight away.
My argument, especially for this degree, has always been get yourself a handheld console, whether it's a DS or Switch or a Vita or whatever, so that when you're rendering, you can sit there and do something constructive.
See, I did that and I still never played the damn thing.
Yeah, because you kept forgetting it.
That, and I think I didn't have a game that I could really come back to constantly. Like,
I honestly think if you had Zelda...
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I like the idea of the Switch, because it's a lot more high-end games.
Yeah.
With handheld games, I kind of get... the willies.
Yeah. Well, because I collect handheld games. This is, like, the best thing in my life. And that's why I was okay trading in all the discs for the Wii U. Because it really wasn't important.
Yeah.
Does the Switch, where you press a button, it turns off, and you turn it back on?
Yeah.
You can just leave where you left off, okay. And away you go?
I turned this off after I finished playing just a moment ago.
Mm.
Hit the on button.
Okay. Okay. Is there a load screen, or do you have to go straight?
I actually, because I took the cartridge out, didn't load Zelda properly. Okay. But normally it's literally like off, on, you're in.
Okay.
Even midway through a level and stuff like that.
That sounds amazing to me.
And it's the same charger as the Pixel.
Okay.
Oh, that's convenient.
That's convenient for you,
it
yes.
It is very convenient.
Is it USB-C?
USB-C.
Yeah.
And my Pixel can actually dock in the Wii U dock, but the Vision doesn't go up, it just charges.
You had me for a second there. I was a little bit excited.
You actually would be surprised at how flimsy that dock is.
Oh,
it's so light, and the plastic is really kind of... It feels really...
Does it feel like there's nothing inside it?
You know, it feels like the sensor bar for the Wii.
Right.
It's like that kind of plastic.
Yeah.
But there's like this much in it. It's just a converter box. That's all it is. So all the power is in here.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, I know. And I think... this is probably old news, but I was really hoping the dock would have like some kind of power link thing, so the dock would have some extra processing power or something.
Well, we know it's all going
to
be...
It'd have to be like a giant PCIe slot or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see how this kind of thing continues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like mods and add-ons from other brands somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. I would recommend it. Wait till maybe Christmas or Boxing Day.
See, to me, I'm still waiting for what? Is it Smash Bros? That's eventually going to come out.
Oh, they've got to redo a whole new Smash Bros now.
That's when I said I would actually get it when Smash
you'll get,
Bros.
You'll get out. It when Smash Bros? I think you'll get one when you see Odyssey.
Odyssey?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. See, even Odyssey's tempting me a little bit, but... I don't know if I should wait.
Shall we take this and go into the Nintendo Direct? And...
Sure.
Yes.
But I want to say Odyssey. I've seen Odyssey, and it just doesn't look that good. It looks weird.
I think
it does.
Something that I know sells you is gameplay, though.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild just looks amazing. That's what gripped me.
Yeah.
Because Adam, you said it was like what 80 hours. You played 80 hours. That's like not even the. The game itself.
Yeah, that's so minuscule.
And then you're like this. You have the option of, when you spawn, just going straight for Ganon's tower.
Yeah.
And just killing him in 20 minutes.
If you do complete the game, is there like a New Game Plus or anything?
That's
or?
In the DLC.
It's a DLC. What's the New Game Plus do?
New Game Plus is hard mode, so double damage and half the hearts.
Man, this game sounds good.
And you can surf on your shield.
Mm.
I know we're a bit late to the party with this, but I'm very, very excited.
And there's like trials, which is essentially like 100 floors where you start with like no gear and you get gear, you know, just randomly. Mm.
And it's not like other Zelda games where you got Master Sword and the shield and then that's it. This is like you kill a guy. I knocked over a skeleton, picked up his arm, he respawned, and then I beat him to death with his own hand.
Yeah, you start and like all you have is like a tree branch. And that lasts for like two hits and then it breaks.
And then you're on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you gotta find like, other things. It's excellent.
Excuse me, it's like Zelda and then it's what? It's also Skyrim.
No, but I wouldn't say Skyrim. I would say it's probably closer to Fallout. Far Cry, sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
But like you get loot and everything from the dead bodies.
Yeah. But in Far Cry, you obviously run over and pick up guns or whatever. But the weapons are unique in that, like, you pick up one stick, you've got two stick. You've got two of the same stick. You haven't got bullets, obviously. Okay. Mm-hmm. But you got fire arrows, you got all sorts of stuff, and then you got different abilities. It's just, oh.
Bomb arrows are really fun. Have you tried those?
Sorry?
The bomb arrows?
No, I haven't got them yet.
They're very rare.
I've only just gotten the fire arrows.
But they're a huge AoE.
Really?
Yeah.
You're selling me right now.
I've just been using the little circle bombs that you summon with your weird tablet thing.
Yep.
And just rolling them down the hill.
So next week, Joel's picking up a Switch.
We'll see. We'll see if I can sell him. I'll keep bringing it with me and be like, "Hey, look at this!
Check out this new game I bought, and it also does this."
Let's get off the Nintendo talk for more Nintendo talk. So I watched the Nintendo Direct. You guys haven't, so this is just a basic summary of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So obviously they hyped Super Mario Odyssey. And I will continue to do so.
Did it look good, in your opinion?
It does. Ah, it looks...
A fun fact, Joel.
Yes.
Super Mario has nipples.
Yes. HD nipples.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like a swim bathing suit? Yeah. I did see a photo of that.
Everyone lost their mind about it. It was great.
We saw more of Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... They're following the theme of the original, where you're living on the body of giant creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to kind of go around them.
That's the one that you were hyped for.
Yeah, I'm very excited for this one as well. We've got Wolfenstein 2 and Doom both coming for the Switch.
Okay. Like, at least it's better than Skyrim, right?
Yeah, it's still better than Skyrim. They're kicking off this thing called the Arcade Archives. So Nintendo's never actually re-released their old arcade machines.
Every console's doing this.
I know.
Xbox did their what's it called on Xbox?
Are you thinking of Rare Replay?
That's Rare Replay, yeah. That's the one thing I think of.
That's only Rare, though.
Yeah.
Still, but it's their classic games.
It is their classic games. This is like before the NES existed. This is what Nintendo made. So you're going to see Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong, probably some others that I can't think of. I won't get this because I absolutely detest just Mario Brothers, the competitive thing where you're in that weird... Yeah, no.
Oh, it's great.
It's not.
It is.
Oh, no. So we've got November 17th as the release date of Skyrim, which is fine.
Don't get it.
We've got a new ARMS person called Lollipop, who is, if I remember correctly, she's kind of a demonic clown lady who inflates.
Will you get ARMS?
No, not yet. Not until it's cheaper, because there's not enough content for it yet. This is Lollipop. She's,
okay.
Yeah.
Fluffy.
She's a
balloon lady.
Balloon clown lady. What else we got?
What a time to release it just after It.
I know. That's what I was
That was planned.
Yeah.
You know, It came out on International Red Balloon Day.
Oh, what? No.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That hurts.
Hi, Georgie.
Fire Emblem Warriors is adding more characters. So that's like the Hyrule Warriors, but Fire Emblem. Dragon Quest Builders is coming to the Switch next year.
Good stuff.
So new details were given to Octopath Traveler and a demo was released. So that was the one we were playing. That weird lighting effect.
The one that Jordan was in love with.
The one he thought, oh, this is like Pokemon.
Oh, that.
New Splatoon 2 stages and weapons. Getting a new Phantasy Star Online game. There's a free-to-play MOBA, Arena of Valor, is coming to the Switch.
A MOBA on the Switch.
Yes. I don't think it's going to last. But I'll give it a go.
I feel like it might, because on PlayStation is... there's a free MOBA on that one
as
well.
That's Smite, isn't it?
No, Smite.
That's Xbox.
Smite's on everything.
Yeah.
There's another one. I forget the name of it. I'll have to search it up. Unless you can find
a
fact checker.
We've given it a voice, now he no longer does facts.
Get back in your box. No.
The DS has obviously the new 2DS XL with the Pokeball. Heaps of Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon stuff. Still very disinterested in that. Minecraft has come to the 3DS.
Okay.
And people are saying it's running worse than the Raspberry Pi version, with severe lag every time you break a block or place a block.
That shouldn't be happening in a game like Minecraft.
They shouldn't have released Minecraft on a DS.
That too.
It's not a low...
If I can play it on my phone, you should be able to play it on a DS easily.
I agree. I think they've stuffed up somewhere.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing. Mario Party, the top 100, will combine the best of the series on 3DS.
All it is the minigames. You just choose the minigames.
That sounds amazing.
The board game
Wait, there's no...
gone.
So there's no board game
it's
now.
It's just like a wheel with the games on it. And just like,
okay, right. So Mario Party 10 was just a board game with little mini games.
Yeah, and this is just mini games, no board game.
They're doing it wrong. They're all doing it wrong.
I know.
If they could just grab every mini game from each of the series that was well done and good.
I'm keen for the...
And then turn that into a board game.
I'm keen to see if they do that and combine the two and release something on the Switch. Because the little controllers are perfect for that kind of game.
Yeah, just like a party.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they released 1-2 Switch for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And no one bought that.
It was fun to watch Funhouse do it, but...
Oh, gosh. Don't even... That video.
I have watched that multiple times.
Yes, oh my.
Joel, is it Gigantic, Battleborn, Battlerite?
What are you talking about?
The free MOBA.
Or Evolve. Any of those?
None of those.
Evolve is a MOBA?
I don't know. I'm just on the...
I remember Battleborn, and Battleborn is actually... it was...
That was like a...
Kind of like hero shooter.
Yeah, that was like Team Fortress 2
It was like... There was a free beta, and then it went into paid.
I remember
And then
that.
No one bought it, and now it's now actually in free.
Mm. Permanently.
Permanently.
Yeah, that's it. It's the Overwatch ripoff.
Yes. Well, is it the creators of Overwatch?
No, it's
2K. It's the creators of Borderlands.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's why it hit off so well at the start and a good idea, but no.
Yeah.
And then there's no, everyone's like, I would just it rather flops. Play Overwatch.
No, I need to think of this. I need to know for it now.
Okay, it'll come to you. Mario Party versus Minecraft. Yeah, no, I agree that they shouldn't have released Minecraft, Joss. I'll like your comment. There you go. Validation. and finally, Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, which was a GBA game, is being re-released on the DS. With update graphics. It looks okay.
And which part of this Nintendo Direct actually gripped you to go, you know what? I'm going to get a Switch now.
The release date of Odyssey.
Really? The first thing?
Yes.
Is Odyssey really that good?
Look, the first ever console game I ever owned was Mario 64.
Like, okay, Mario 64, I loved it. It was a great game.
That nostalgia is very powerful for me. And seeing... the amount of effort that they've put into this, and I really want to play as Mario T-Rex. Not going to lie.
T-Rex?
Yeah, and he can turn into this little lizard thing that flies around. And
I just realized, you know what game you can play now, Mitch?
What?
Mario and Rabbids.
Yes, can you please get Mario and Rabbids?
You know, and if you listen to our friends Midwest Game Nerds podcast, they vouch for this game being amazing.
Exactly
how good it is.
I just you can't hate turn the rabbits so now, much.
I think you owe it to them to play it.
Like, okay, if they listen to this and say something on their next podcast, I will buy it and play it.
Are you
They're
serious?
Like, Mitch, buy it. I will get it next week.
Oh, God. Okay?
Is this where I secretly private message him to listen to the podcast?
If it happens, it happens.
All right.
I'll listen to the next episode and we'll see what happens.
Mitch, there's a problem with the release date, though.
What's the release date?
It's the same day as Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah. I'm getting Mario.
Don't worry. I'll be playing Assassin's Creed Origins.
There'll be
Origins.
A midnight release. Everyone will be there for Assassin's Creed and I'll be like...
Mario,
I'm
please.
Good. I'm good. Mario's fine.
They also, got like the death stares like, okay, yep, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, so that what you're describing is exactly what happened to me the day that the mini NES came out.
Yeah.
Because I bought the mini NES, and then I went over to EB. I'm like, hey, I heard that there was a mini Master System. And they're like, you're different.
That's good.
I love that feeling. Paul Delahunty wants us to mention that there is a mobile MOBA which features Batman.
Which I've not heard of.
I'd not heard of that either.
Yeah.
Our Neither fact checker's on it, though.
Yeah, I feel fact like sugar. I need to play this, though.
So this in our run sheet here, I've written surprise at the end. That's when I was going to reveal I had a Switch, but we got bored earlier today. And
played, and then Jordan just walked in.
Yeah.
And it's just like, your delayed reaction was priceless.
So is that what I'm looking at?
I had the controllers off it, and he's like looking at the things. Oh, that's a large phone.
Yeah. So, who got a new tablet? What the hell?
What?
If it was Zelda, he would have clued in really quick.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's a link there in the chat, Adam.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Yes.
Thank you. At least the audio is coming through okay. It probably isn't, but it's coming through.
Does Paul play this Batman MOBA often?
I hope he does. I hope Paul does play Batman. And he mains Batman. He's got a main Batman. Oh, it's coming to... Oh! Okay, so just to clarify, Arena of Valor is the MOBA that's coming to the Switch.
The Batman one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm going to main Batman. Oh, my goodness. Why is Batman in this? What?
Why not?
Is Please tell me it's
It late. Has previously been available in iOS and Android. Okay. Time to get some practice in.
Please tell me it's like you've got Batman on one side, Master Chief on the other or something. Oh. Just something completely random.
But Yoda on the other side.
Yeah, something weird. It's
all the special characters from Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Arena of Valor. Oh, dear. That's depressing. So from one game show to another, we've had the Tokyo Game Show on at the moment.
We have.
Yes.
We
have. Now, I put these in an interesting list because I know that Joel's played a lot of Final Fantasy 15.
Mm. Yes. Oh, for sure.
And no one else has really played any of these other games. But do you want to run us through what... Because we went over this briefly before the show. You're a massive fan of Square Enix.
Yes, Square Enix has made a lot of the games. Final Fantasy 15 is my favorite one, but I never really played any of the other Final Fantasy turn-based games. Mm. Never really gripped me. But what, Dragon Quest is my all-time favorite game.
Yeah.
On PS2 was Dragon Quest VIII. I forget the tagline. It's like Curse of the...
Curse of the Were-Rabbit? No. sorry.
The Were-Rabbit.
Where have I heard that before?
I'll let you figure that out.
Raving Rabbids, the Were-Rabbit.
Was that Wallace and Gromit?
It was Wallace and Gromit.
Yes. All right, I'll way off that. Yeah. Give us some context. But Dragon Quest is my favorite, and that's Square Enix.
Yeah.
And in Japan is the release of the new Dragon Quest game, which it's like it's got this classic turn base, but it's more free roam around the arena in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love Square Enix.
So I like Square Enix too, because they do games like Tomb Raider. The recent Tomb Raider, they do Tomb Raider.
They do that one?
Yeah.
But it's not even close to an RPG.
Square Enix does a lot of things.
Did you guys see the Assassin's Creed festival thing for the Final Fantasy 15?
I'm sure you did.
What?
Assassin's Creed That's and Final Fantasy? That's not even related.
I know.
Why is Square Enix even touching them?
It was just like, you got a bunch of like costumes and it was just, I don't know, I guess.
Whatever
it is,
it sounds expensive.
Yeah, I'll look up the price. I don't know whether it was a free update or not.
So the reason I bring up Square Enix is because they're coming out with a new show called, a new game called Left Alive. So it's described as a brand new survival action shooter set in a dark and gritty world. It's been directed by Armored Core director Toshifumi Nabeshima. And features character designed by Metal Gear characters Yoshi Shinkawa.
Is that the game we all saw that was creators of the Metal Gear games?
No, that...
And that was a zombie game?
No.
What game was that? Because
I think that was just
that was also Square Enix,
Metal Gear Survive or something.
Nah, like, Left Alive is a bit more aggressive.
Aggressive?
And probably a bit more of a good game.
It does look very Metal Gear, though. So you might actually enjoy it, Jordan.
Mm. Well, I haven't played Metal Gear Phantom Pain in a very long time. I'm still stuck in the same place.
You haven't tried and figured it out?
I've tried, but it's time consuming.
Getting lots of a movie with Tilda Swinton in it.
Jordan, who's the director of Armored Core?
Armored Core. I just
pronounce it, it's fine.
Okay, Jordan, off of you.
Don't do this to me. this is Mitch's segment. I don't need to read this.
All right. Who is the Metal Gear character designer then?
Metal Gear character designer, Yoji Shinkawa.
Okay, he's on it.
Yes.
What's this? Final Fantasy Assassin's Creed. Why are you sure? That's just... I haven't played Final Fantasy 15. This just looks like Assassin's Creed.
Show me. It'll make sense to me then.
It only looks like Assassin's Creed. So it's also had the mech designers who worked on Metal Gear and Xenoblade Chronicles X, so they look excellent.
Oh, okay.
There's also going to be a Monster Hunter World. So if I'm understanding that correctly, it's kind of an MMO.
This is what we saw at E3 Monster Hunter World, isn't it?
Yeah, the really aggressively Monster Hunter-y thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the description.
I'm sorry, I'm very big on Monster Hunter. I'm so sorry if you're a fan.
No, I think Paul actually is a pretty big fan.
I know, and he's just really going to hate me.
And that's out now.
It was a free update, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, that looks...
So Paul sent the chat a link for the Batman Arena of Valor, and it looks...
Is it called Batman Arena of Valor?
No.
Am I getting up to see this?
I don't know.
Welcome to the audio podcast where all we do is show each other videos.
It's Batman.
That's League of Legends.
Yeah, with Batman.
Okay, sure.
All right, new challenge. I'm maining Batman on the Nintendo Switch MOBA.
Or main Master Chief.
That's a sentence. Coming out of that, we also have more details on the Shadow of Colossus remaster.
Were any of you fans of Shadow Colossus?
I never played it.
Never played it.
I only saw it, and I was just like, you just ride a horse, you battle big beast things.
Yeah, and I'm doing that in Breath of the Wild, so I'm fine. Final Fantasy IX is coming to PS4.
So is it kind of like Final Fantasy VII, how it had that big remake?
Yeah. So the Final Fantasy fans will be treated to multiple announcements, including news that Final Fantasy IX will be on the PlayStation 4 at the end of the conference. So it's already out.
Oh, no, they wouldn't be.
That wouldn't be a remaster.
No, that wouldn't be a big remaster.
It's just HD cutscenes.
Yeah.
And the rest is just, yeah. Trophy support, autosave.
Trophy support?
Yeah, it'll have 7 booster features.
You got me.
That's dangerous for you. Yeah. Don't let you have trophies.
I'm a trophy guy.
Have you got all the trophies in Destiny 2?
No. The one thing I do like about in Destiny 2 is the trophies, in that there's only about 15.
There's not many.
And they're all gold, and they're all hard, like maybe 2 silver.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I was looking on the Xbox. They're all worth like 60, 80.
It's really good.
Oh, wow.
I'm missing 3.
Which ones?
Wow.
Create the Warlock subclass. Creates the Hunter the Titan subclass.
Yep.
So I've only played Hunter in the entire game.
Yeah.
And completes the Nightfall on Prestige mode.
Okay.
Which minimum requirement for that is 300 light.
Yep.
The maximum level in the game is 305. So.
And you're on 303.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Was there no achievements for Trials of the Nine?
Nope.
Okay.
Just meet the emissary girl.
Literally, you could do 2/3 of those achievements by just starting 2 characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you're gonna do the really hard one, and you'd be like, boop, boop, done.
Well, when I say the subclasses,
yeah.
You need to collect all of them.
Yeah.
Which there's 3.
Yep.
And to collect them, you need to play through the actual story game. So you more or less have to complete the story to get everything.
It'd be like maybe 8 hours or something.
Yeah, more or less.
It'll get there.
Mm.
It's not hard, it's just time consuming.
Okay. And I'm lazy.
Yeah.
I play Hunter, even though I complete the raids and stuff, I'm still lazy. Continue on with this conference, the Tokyo
just
conference.
Just 2 more things. One, that Noctis is joining Dissidia Final Fantasy NT, which I think is a new Final Fantasy kind of...
NT?
Cross. I just will quickly look it up. I think it's like another one of those... No, that's 14.
Okay.
So I think it's one of those cross... what would you call them? Cross-sequential Final Fantasy games. So it's a fighting game. Oh.
that's not a good O. Mm.
Oh, it looks bad. it does.
Don't jump to conclusions, Mitch.
Hey, this could be a great game. Yes. This is Square Enix you're talking about.
It's a fighting game where you can have Noctis versus Sephiroth.
Which sounds fine to me.
And it looks,
Noctis is a good guy.
It looks just like the amount of light and color you'd see in Bayonetta.
I like Noctis. Endgame Noctis. Have any of you guys played it?
No.
All right, Endgame Noctis. Good, good.
This is what the fighting game looks like.
Good-looking bloke. Okay. Actually, that game actually looks very familiar for some reason.
It looks like every other fighting game.
So if you wonder what the picture looks like, now you've got a clear
image.
Again,
this is an audio podcast.
I know. We probably should have looked at these trailers. We've been away for a week, okay? it's fine.
Back to your roots. All right.
Dragon's Crown has been confirmed for PS4 as well. So there's a new, I think it's another remake. We were looking at that one.
Yeah,
because we thought it was a new Dragon Quest game, but we were very.
You should show Jordan what it looks like.
No, don't trust me. It's fine.
That's fine.
Just staring at.
So this is just really us reading off news. So do you want to read off the rest of these variety news segments that we've got?
Yeah. So these are some interesting things I picked up because we were away for 2 weeks. So we missed a few little stories.
Yeah,
but they're not really groundbreaking.
No, neither are we. But
what I really thought was cool was I think it was yesterday or the day before we get our first look at the upcoming Tomb Raider movie. That was based on the game that came out in 2013.
Giraffe neck one?
What?
The poster?
Oh, yes, right.
The giraffe neck thing.
I heard about that. Yeah.
It's hilarious. I love it.
I haven't seen the poster, but...
it's pretty hilarious.
I encourage you guys to look that up in the comments. Because apparently her head's looking the wrong way that her neck is looking.
I saw the trailer to this and it looks okay.
Looks
to me, it looks like just Tom Cruise as a female, and there's the action movie.
And that's what,
and that's what I want.
That's, you don't need that.
No.
They've already made Tomb Raider films, and they're fine. They're okay. Yeah. I mean, the first one's okay.
Yeah. But see, I'm a little bit like, you know how we always are with movie games. They either go one way or the other. Yeah. They usually go the other.
They're always one way.
Yeah.
I don't think I know of a really good movie based on a video game.
Yeah.
How about that last Assassin's Creed movie? Oh, am I right?
I still haven't watched that. I really haven't watched
it. I watched. I presume it's the exact same as the Prince of Persia movie.
Michael Fassbender with like.
It makes me cry a little bit on the inside.
The animus, it's where so you're like inaccurate. You're attached and you're flying around the room.
It has nothing to do with the games. Like, it's stupidly wrong. Even the Apple of Eden is the wrong color. I don't know.
It's as if when they make these games, that the studio executives are like, kids like games. What's an apple look like?
But yeah, so this is, from what I could gather, it's practically based on the storyline of the 2013 game we got. Did any of you play that?
I did. I finished that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, I saw it. It was very nitty and gritty.
I don't see how that experience will translate to the movie.
Yeah.
Well, Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's mostly going to be the setup that's going to be similar to the game.
So it's a prequel to the game?
No, like how she gets into the predicament she is, where like the boat crashes and stuff like that. And then when she gets on the island, I think that's when we'll start seeing the big difference between the movie and the game.
Okay. I think that we're going to get at least one scene of her using her weird sensing thing.
Oh, God, no.
It's going to go darker and then yellow outlines.
No.
It's like, there's wolves here.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hope not. That'll probably make me walk out of the cinema.
I feel like, to me, I feel like we're just going to see the game, but as a movie. So for people who don't play games, would see Tomb Raider as a movie now. That's how I see it.
Which I think could be okay.
But it's just Tom Cruise.
It's not. It's Alicia Vikander or something. It's not Tom Cruise.
I watched the trailer. It was Tom Cruise.
How, though?
Just Tom Cruise action. That's all I saw. Ugh. But the one thing that I did like about it was Nick Frost is in it.
Yep.
And that was it. I'd only go see it.
Playing?
He was the guy at the end of the trailer. He was just some guy with a beard.
Yeah, it's just some guy. Jeez. I'm sure it'll come into context eventually.
But he's in it, and I'll watch it for that.
I saw that there were some cool shot comparisons showing that there are scenes in the trailer that are identical to what happens in the game.
Yeah.
So let's just hope that
it's a game into a movie.
Let's just hope that I don't take it too far.
I really hope there's like...
Please put a
sentence. These are some conveniently placed arrows.
So, I need more room in my backpack to carry some arrows.
It's just her sitting by a fire, rifling through her backpack for 20 minutes.
Yes. What else we got? Yeah. Call of Duty World War II gave us a brand new story trailer.
Looked good.
It does look good.
It does. So, are you even going to play the campaign, Joel?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, he's not going to play the campaign.
Look, I'll play that campaign. It's the same thing I did for the last Call of Duty, where I played that campaign. The campaign was good. It was strong.
And the multiplayer didn't happen.
Multiplayer wasn't as strong. Mm. Zombies was amazing. But the campaign was good. It was a good campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I got the platinum for it. That was the main idea. I played the story because of that.
Yeah.
Do you just stop playing games when you reach platinum?
Kind of, yes. That's why there's some games I don't want to platinum, because if I do, I won't touch the game again, because there's no...
So when you play a game to complete it, you don't worry... Once you've got platinum, there's nothing else for you?
To some aspect, I guess.
Okay.
I don't understand where this is going.
Oh, because I'm curious about how you'd go with the Switch.
Look, the Zelda... I love Zelda. I like the look of it.
Yeah.
And there's, what, a story that's in some aspect there?
Yeah.
Or is it more you just, like, here you are, roam around the land, collect seeds, there are 800
really,
of them?
It didn't really instruct you with anything.
It's sort of like there's, like, a main story that you can follow, but most people don't.
Or you can just wander around the woods.
It sounds just like Fallout to me. It's like there's an objective at the end, but
I hate to compare it to Skyrim, but it reminds me of Skyrim's quest. Like, there's like a main quest that could maybe take, you know, like 10 hours.
Yeah.
But then there's all these other side missions that could, you know, like 300 hours easy.
Interesting.
Mm. Yeah.
Call of Duty news for PC players. The beta, PC beta, we're actually getting one. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, wow. When?
Yeah. 29th of September to October 2nd.
So you're going to play it. So you're going to play it.
I'm going to try my very hardest to give this a go.
Does the controller have aim assist on the PC?
I guess we're going to find out next weekend.
Does Call of Duty...
Oh, gosh. Junkertown is now live on Overwatch, along with...
I saw that.
And Big Mercy changes, so changes.
Is that the Mercy change?
Yeah, the Mercy change is now in, in live service.
Please tell me how that goes.
I've been playing it today.
You've seen the Mercy?
I've been playing as Mercy.
Is she... Like, balanced? Is she broken or is she different? Like, you said different, but is she...
You have to rely on your team a lot more now as Mercy.
It's very simple. A lot of people are comparing the changes of Mercy in Overwatch to the changes of Morales in HOTS.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
So it's a whole new way of thinking about it.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because now you've got that res every 30 seconds. You have to think, who do you want to res? Do you want to res...
Yeah.
The other healer, or do you want to res?
Just always tank.
The other tank?
Always tank.
That's what I'm doing a lot, is prioritizing tanks so they can stall the point more.
Yeah, because the tank has more longevity.
I feel like your damage dealer would be the main thing. No. As in, he's the one that's like getting all the kills.
It would depend on the map.
Mm.
And depend on how well you're going with your team, I guess.
But yeah, I found it very... If your team's not doing very well and you're trying to heal them as Mercy, you suffer. Really badly.
Really?
Yes.
I don't understand why your brother has posted Simon West into the chat.
I don't know either. I saw that and I just ignored it.
I wanted to bring to the attention that... What?
Yes.
That's the character you're versing is Batman in that...
It's Batman versus Simon West.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Have you played Junkertown?
Yes, I have done that too.
And you enjoyed it?
I did. It's a good map. Like, I think it's the first proper escort... new map we've got since Eichenwald was the first one. Mm-hmm. I think the first ever map we got.
Mm.
So
that's pretty excellent.
Yeah. So this, all the other maps I'm kind of indifferent about. Like Oasis, I enjoy. Horizon, Lunar Colony, I just can't.
I love it. I love the space sections. It's very Halo for me.
Yeah, I know. I just, like, in terms of attacking or defending in Overwatch on that map, it just does not go well for me. Either way, it's either luck. But yeah, so that's fun. The Mercy changes are big, different to get used to it.
Yeah.
Her ult is very cool though.
Are you finding it different versing Mercy? Like, do you have to think about Mercy differently now as the opposition?
Yes.
Mercy's playstyle to me has changed like drastically.
Yeah.
So when say like two of your members die,
yep.
As a Mercy you would stay back. And let the rest of your team die to get the big res. The big res.
The point is to let your team die. Now your team is lasting longer.
Yes.
Yeah. And the team is relying on you a lot.
But so Mercy is now one of those like you're the person who's carrying us.
Like you can't hide as Mercy anymore. There's no reason to hide anymore.
Yeah.
Mm. For the res now to get, you have to get really close to the person who's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm talking like you're practically standing on where they died. And then
really?
So if the tank like overextends and they die, it's almost worth not trying to res.
Yeah, so you got to weigh up, like, is it worth going that distance to res that person?
Can you jump to the soul still?
Yeah, you can still
and then
fly
turn
the
around and then jump back to your team?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, it's pretty risky
if
the enemy team sees you flying in there.
Just pop the ult, pop the Ana ult, get the kills, get the res.
See,
there you go.
Even then, they've nerfed the way the pistol works, so...
Oh.
Doesn't do as much damage anymore.
Oh.
So that's really weird because traditionally when you have healers, they are also quite good at damage, but they can't do both at once. That's the idea, and that's what I always got.
Well, like her normal pistol works the same way it always does.
Yeah.
But when in PTR, when she altered, it did a tremendous amount of damage.
Okay.
So it's just when she ults, they just reduced it a little bit.
Gotcha.
Still does more, but not quite as much.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
But anyway, I'll keep talking about that for ages. the PUBG September update added a new town, new weapon, and foggy weather.
New town.
Yes.
That's a big thing.
Top right where Stalber is.
Yeah.
There's a new town there called Kameshki.
Is it good enough to go?
I still haven't been there yet because everyone gets out there now because they just want to see what it's like. Okay, so I'm just going to wait a few weeks.
Oh, that's genius. They release updates and it's like, that's now Death Town.
Yeah.
No one's going to survive there for more than 2 minutes.
Do you know what the new weapon is?
The Mini 14. I've used it several times and it's quite nice. It's a sniper.
All right.
Yeah.
And I've seen kinda the foggy
like
weather.
SKS. Yes, foggy and weather is horrifying.
To me, the foggy weather is, if you're using a scope, your scope's useless.
Practically, yes.
That's excellent.
But it's damn scary, because everyone is just so quiet in that game mode for some reason.
Okay.
I played one game of it in solos, and I was just chilling, looting this house, and I walked out of the building. There's just a guy, like, lying on the grass outside my building. I was like, oh, my God. I didn't even hear him come. And luckily, I got to him first, and I blew him away, but, yeah.
So, is it a separate mode now, is it?
No, I think the weather is just, like,
it's just kind of, like, random how you get, you know, rain. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
the foggies just sound like it's like the worst one out of it all.
Do you ever load in? See that it's like, because do you see that it's fog on the pregame?
Yeah.
And then do you just leave?
Oh, you can do that, yeah.
Do you do that or you don't really care?
To me, I'll stay.
Yeah.
But
I stay to see what it's like. Yeah. Even though I know I suck at it. I hate it.
Even though I know. Actually, you know what? The fog actually would help my playstyle where I hide in bushes and wait to the very end.
Yeah.
This thing would actually help me. No one would see me. Yeah. All I need is like gray jumpsuits and like sweatpants of some kind.
I still cannot wait for that game to come to the Xbox so I can actually play with you guys.
And the Switch.
Oh, it might come to the Switch.
Oh. Hey. No way. They're struggling to get it working on the Xbox enough.
That's just because they're idiots. Well, it's been like 4 months. Like, oh, here's a town.
So, yeah, I should put a quick update in since our last podcast, the 50th podcast we did. PUBG, we were talking about the rise of it and how popular it's getting with its concurrent players. And we're talking about, we're speculating whether or not it will cross the line of the record.
It's done it.
It's done it.
Oh my goodness.
In that short amount of time since our last podcast.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. So surpassed the Steam concurrent player record of 1,291,328, which is held by Dota 2.
Well, Dota's dead now.
Yeah. And so PUBG hit 1,348,374
concurrent players.
Wow. Yes.
That's a... Oh, my God.
Well done.
Do you think it's at its peak or will it keep rising?
It'll keep rising.
It'll keep rising. I don't think the popularity
will it get to 2 mil?
No.
Oh,
I don't want to make some bets.
I don't think it's going to...
I'll make some bets.
It can't get that much higher considering Dota 2, one of the biggest games on Steam, hasn't like gone higher than...
But this is PUBG. That has climbed within 2 weeks, just from one thing to the next. It's climbing, sure.
It's interesting to see how this kind of game is growing. And I want to see how it continues. I don't know if it's going to stay at the top for very long.
No.
I'm going to say if it's released on Xbox, then it'll get better. If it releases some kind of cross-play platform between Microsoft, PC, and Xbox, and if they release a damn new map.
Yeah.
Which they won't.
No, they're working on. The desert map.
They gave us a town. A town.
Yeah.
Means that's all they're going to give us.
It's a bit of a map.
Oh. But the map's so big. Like, there's so much they got to think about, I think, on their end.
Just model the exact same thing. Flatten it with desert. Well, a couple spires. There you go. It's a new map.
Oh, my God. Yes, Joel. Yes.
Do you think that when it comes on Xbox, they might lose a few players? Because if you have a lot of mates that are only Xbox only,
you'll swap over.
Yeah, you'll swap to Xbox. They might lose some.
I think there's also a chance that the Dota 2 community might get angry at this, and do an opposite kind of thing where like, hey, you used to play Dota, come play Dota.
Yeah.
They've beaten us.
Like the rise of the Dota players.
Yeah, I think probably
who are on the Dota concurrent list, probably on the PUBG concurrent list as well.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They're the same people.
Yeah.
Top 10 are both the same. They've got 40 hours in a day.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it'll reach 2 million.
No.
Did you want to make bets on this?
No, I'm good. It's not safe with you.
I just want to be surprised when it happens.
Competition, man. Competition.
So CSGO is now free to play in China, only for Chinese players. This was done to combat the popularity of Crossfire, which is a very similar game to CSGO, but has a huge following over there.
That's quite clever. I mean, that's quite clever of Valve, especially with the microtransactions in CSGO.
Because I think the reason they're so behind is because of China's laws with gambling and stuff. Yeah. So I think they had to disclose their numbers and then...
Yeah, and then say, hey, this is all free.
Yeah.
Come give us your money. You might win this.
Yeah.
You have a 10% chance of winning this.
Fans have deciphered a cryptic tweet sent out by EA in relation to Battlefront 2 that seems to list all the maps that will be in the game on launch.
I love this.
Yes. So the list stands as Naboo, Kamino, Kashyyyk, Endor, Death Star 2, Hoth, Mos Eisley, Yavin 4, Jakku, Takodana, and Starkiller Base.
My favorite thing in the world is that you can you can rattle off all these Star Wars names, but you can't pronounce Japanese names.
I was struggling with a few of them. I had to think about them for a sec. It's like,
you did it so seamlessly. It's
I know
my Star Wars. I know my names.
Yeah. I've watched enough Star Wars to know how they pronounce things.
Stuff the real world. I'm actually really keen for Kashyyyk because that was excellent in the original Battlefront 2.
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh. I can't even remember what Kashyyyk looks like.
It's the Wookiee planet. It's full of trees.
Oh, right. So it's kind of like Endor.
Kind of like Endor, but a bit nicer. A bit more civilized, because they are like spacefaring and have the laser crossbows.
I'm having a tough time remembering half of all of these things. I know Jakku and Starkiller Base.
That's because that's the latest movie.
Correct.
Last Jedi. Last Jedi talk. Come on.
Okay. Last Jedi. It's coming out soon.
It is coming out.
When is it coming out?
Oh, like December something?
Yeah, that'll be our
December, like 15th or 14th or something.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised that there's no t-shirts like the Emoji Movie one.
December 15th of December.
Yeah, just found that too.
What is it?
15th of December.
Oh, look at that. What a guess.
Yeah. And J.J. Abrams coming back to direct the next one after that.
I know. How mental is that?
Yes.
Interesting. So happy.
Because the other guy, I don't know what happened, but he left or he got fired or something.
Oh, he probably did something stupid.
You're not thinking of like the whole the Han Solo movie?
No. Someone actually, the director for Episode 9 has departed.
Midway through?
No, 11.
Before starting.
Yeah, just before starting, yeah.
And who took over then?
J.J. Abrams.
Oh, of the new one?
Yeah.
I thought you meant the current one.
Not the current one. No. That's done. That one's done.
Yeah.
So, I'm good to know.
Oh, how annoyed would you be if you had your director left and you're like, well, now I'm the director of the edit. And then you have to try and figure out what the guy's trying to talk about, and it's just terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for Last Jedi. We've got some, if you go around shops now, you can see some Last Jedi toys lurking. So
good.
That might be a bit spoilery if you're that into it.
The Legos are always the worst.
Yeah, the Legos, it's like Resistance Transport Pod. And I'm like, oh no, something happens in the Transport Pod in the movie.
Oh, okay. Xander's just let us know it was creative differences. And I said that tone to iterate the air quotes, which is the same reason as the Han Solo film's director issues.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess
Ron Howard's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy Days was a great show.
Sunday, Monday, happy day, Tuesday.
No.
Good man.
Yeah.
I just also want to kind of remind everyone that we're getting a new Hellboy film as well.
Hey.
Yes.
So have you seen the originals?
I saw the first one.
My username is based off that, so yes.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my email. My old email. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Hellboy's Dachamp.
Oh, my gosh.
Was my email. So I'm a big fan of Hellboy.
Oh, boy. But have you seen the new photos?
To take over Ron Perlman is kind of a...
I don't know.
Kind of a big thing that I'm kind of scared of.
I think David Harbour has done it.
I saw the photo of what he looked like as Hellboy, yes.
Yeah.
He
looks much more like the comic, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it's filling the shoes of
Ron Perlman.
And he because looks like he was the classic one, and he has his voice was so distinct.
Yeah.
But how will he do?
I wonder if Ron Perlman will come back as the father figure.
As Hellboy?
No, of the
what?
As the professor.
Oh, God, no.
He's old enough.
So you're saying Ron Perlman, who was Hellboy, is now the professor?
Yeah, because John Hurt died like last year.
Okay.
So that was the old professor.
Yeah.
So why not get Ron Perlman to be
the new
professor?
That would be the worst cameo.
The worst. That's what they did with The Flash.
There would be like conspiracy theories of those. And like, how is Ron Perlman the professor? Did he turn from Hellboy to human?
There's a lot of people that do that with Pacific Rim.
I haven't seen Pacific Rim.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I suggest watching it.
Is it a good film?
It is a good film.
Yeah,
it looks so
heard
dumb.
Questionable things from it.
It looks stupid.
Oh, so it's one of those movies where it's so dumb, it's so good?
No.
Like Con Air?
It looks dumb, but the delivery is excellent.
Or The Room? Is that
good? No, enjoy like the theme song.
Oh,
that's my favorite part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The music in that movie really gets me like hyped up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just a me thing.
Your reaction is making like questionable things. That's in, like,
I do recommend watch it.
Yeah.
It's directed by the same guy that did Hellboy.
Okay.
And there's a second one coming, starring John Boyega from Star Wars.
Okay.
FN 2187.
Yes.
Finn.
Yes.
Traitor.
Yes.
Oh, we're reaching the hour point. Yes, I think we're reaching the hour
point. That is the hour point.
That is the hour point. Yeah. Excellent. So, Duke, we'll next week is our quiz.
Yes.
So we'll see if Adam's done his challenges.
He's done one.
So he's already 1 point up on you guys.
I don't
so
think far. You're going to be have 1 week to do the Assassin's Creed thing.
No, I think I'm just going to stay at 1 point.
Really?
Take my chances, yeah.
You two still have options.
1 point's still pretty good. What, if I do his challenge, you get 1 point?
Yeah, if you do him before him, you get the point, and then he can't do it.
I thought I just locked it.
No.
Hang on a
Hold
second.
Up.
This Hold is, am I changing all... my rules again?
Yes, you are.
Damn it.
He's saying all I have to do is get a ghillie suit and kill someone with it.
No, you get a win, don't you?
Yeah, you got to just kill him.
You got to whack someone with the ghillie suit.
Oh, we whack with the ghillie suit, yes.
No.
Get the pan, get the ghillie suits.
You gotta be wearing a ghillie suit.
Crawl for the rest of the way there.
You'll be wearing a ghillie suit and get a kill with it.
So Adam, we're to complete one main story of Diablo 3 with Torment 5 with a wizard.
Yep. Easy that one. Cheese that one.
Easy. Done. Easy. To kill, get one kill in PUBG while wearing the ghillie suit.
Yeah, one kill. Okay. One kill.
And gather all feathers in Assassin's Creed 2.
There's no way you're doing
that
one.
Yeah, that's not happening.
So, if either of you get that, it locks it, but he's not going to do it. So.
I'm not going to play Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. And you're not going to try and kill PUBG, someone in PUBG with a ghillie suit because you're still playing the other one? Destiny 2?
Yeah, so it's not going
to
happen.
Okay.
I won valiantly last time.
I'm still PUBG with Joel.
Really?
Yeah. This is how hard it is to play with this guy.
Hey, I was on it for so long, and you're like, you just never invited me.
This is what I get. I assume you're playing with your friends, so I don't.
Never assume, man.
This is why we have the Discord. This is why, so we go in and we're like, hey, I'm playing this. Does anyone want to join me? If you'd like to join Replay Discord, you can go to, tinyurl.com/replaydiscord.
Yeah.
So yeah, get in the Discord. Say, I'm playing this game. Does anyone want to play with me?
Unfortunately, the only thing I see in Discord is you, Mitch, saying, hey guys, I'm playing over
Heroes of the Storm. It's really damn sad.
Anybody want to play? I just see like six messages before that. I was like, hey guys, I'm playing Heroes of the Storm. Yeah. Anyone else want to play?
That's the point of that channel. And often I do get people message me and be like, yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah, cool.
But it just looks really sad when no one else does it.
Okay. I'll start doing it for you.
Okay, good.
Hey guys, anybody want to play PUBG?
Overwatch, PUBG?
I don't think
anyone in that Discord plays Overwatch.
I've seen it a few times. You just gotta watch.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy to play some PUBG tomorrow.
There you go. That's okay. One.
There you go.
Lock it in, Eddie.
Two.
All right.
We'll see how we'll see what happens.
Buy a better computer. Oh, good. Do you want to do the wrap up?
Yeah, remember you can follow us on our Twitter page, which is at ReplayAU, or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice. Who's going?
Did you change this? Is this new?
Who?
The Twitter readout.
No, I'm just going off
okay,
my
Okay, yeah,
thing.
Go off your thing.
Because I remember the first time I did this, I read it straight from the thing, and you're like, you're just reading straight from the outro thing.
Yeah. But that's the point. We're ruining all illusions at this point.
Okay. Anyway, I'm at Jordan Do Things,
and I'm at Nimble Mimble,
and I'm at Adam Exley.
Really shouldn't have said and. All right.
And we already said Discord. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, excellent. If you want to subscribe to us, make sure you go to tinyurl.com/replaypodcast, which will point you to our iTunes, is it, or our Wishka?
iTunes.
Okay. We'll and make sure to listen to us on Monday when we. Release the podcast if you missed out, if you've just tuned in the last 5 minutes.
Yes. And Midwest Game Nerds podcast, please tell Mitch to get the Rabbids and Mario
either in your podcast or on Twitter or wherever. That's the only requirement I have, is for someone on the other side of the world to tell me to buy this game.
Now Jordan, just please snippet that one clip of me saying that and just put that on Facebook.
Yeah,
okay, yep, we'll do. All right, thanks guys, thanks.
Bye.
All for listening.
Bye.